SBS Radio.
By the light of an Inuit kulik and the beat of an Anishinaabe drumming circle, Mary Simon of Coujouac, Quebec, was officially sworn into office as Governor General.
Her Excellency, the Right Honourable Mary May Simon.
It's a history-making move, and for Simon, an opportunity to make an official introduction.
Today is an important and historic day for Canada, but my story to these chambers began very far from here. I was born Mary Jeannie May in Arctic Quebec, now known as Nunavik. My Inuk name is Ningyukarluk, and Prime Minister, it means bossy little old lady.
Swearing in of a governor general is Canada's oldest continuing tradition. There was typical fare, like the presentation of the colors of office, the inspection of the royal guard, and the firing of a 21-gun salute. But Monday was in many ways a day of firsts. The first opened by an Inuk performer. It was also the first time a governor general opened her inaugural speech in Inuktitut. Simon has had a storied political career so far, but her experience as an Inuk woman raised in Quebec is what she feels set the stage for this career-defining moment.
What I value most about my upbringing was my parents teaching my siblings and I how to live in two worlds, the Inuit world and the non-Inuit southern world. This foundation of core values has both served and shaped me throughout my life, and I believe helped me get to the important turning point as a young girl when I stopped being afraid. It took time before I gained the self-confidence to assert myself and my beliefs in the non-Indigenous world. But when I came to understand that my voice had power and that others were looking to me to be their voice, I was able to let go of my fear.
Mary Simon's appointment as Governor General is historic, but not unanimously accepted. She doesn't speak French, and Canada's official languages watchdog has received hundreds of complaints to that effect. They are promising an investigation, and Simon, in turn, is promising to put in the work towards proficiency.
En tant que gouverneur général, je m'engage à respecter les normes éthiques les plus élevées. Sometimes I have a little trouble pronouncing, but I'm learning.
Simon will work with a tutor at Rideau Hall to improve her grasp of the language. Despite the opposition, the Prime Minister feels Simon will be Canada's key player when it comes to building bridges between nations.
Your Excellency, you remind us that true leadership is not measured in the honors or distinctions stacked up behind someone's name, although today you take on yet another title among many. Rather, true leadership is measured in what you do for those around you. It is measured in an ability to reach out and build a brighter future for all, not just for a lucky few.
Mary Simon lists climate change, mental health services, and the continued searches of residential school sites among her priorities for when Parliament resumes in the fall. However, it's strongly rumored her first act as Governor General will be to dissolve Parliament so that a federal election can be called sometime this August.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.